Right, welcome along to another episode of Lift Run Dad. So, little general life update from me to start with. So, obviously in terms of training and competition for next year, the main things that are in the diary at the moment, currently we've got the Wokingham Half Marathon on February 25th, so day after my birthday. We then go into the London Marathon, which is 21st of April. We then go into High Rocks, which is 2 weeks later, at the beginning of May. So with High Rocks this year, I'm actually entering the male pros division on the Saturday, and then I'll be taking part in the mixed pairs division, which I did this year on the Sunday. So obviously that male pro race is my A race in terms of the High Rocks competition, but also another A race. I don't know if you're allowed to have two A races, might be against the rules, but I'm here to break them. Another A race is the London Marathon. So let's rewind a little bit. So start of this week was, Wednesday today. So Monday, I started my prep for not only the London Marathon, but also the High Rocks Men's Pro Division. So it's quite a big step up, the Men's Pro Division, from the mixed pairs that I did this a couple of weeks ago. But I'm ready for it. I need something like that to train for, so I'm excited for it, to be honest. I mean, it's a hard race. It's obviously not splitting the work like I did in the High Rocks mixed pairs, and it is heavier and all of the reps on my own, basically, which is good, and I'm excited. With terms of training this week, it's just taken a massive step up, and honestly, it's the best I've felt in years. I said to my wife this afternoon, I said, this is the best I've felt mentally since before my dad died. So it's been a great, great week. So let's have a little run through what training's looking like. Most days for this High Rocks and London Marathon prep running side by side, I will be doing two sessions a day. So obviously one of those will be a run, as both the marathon and High Rocks are run dominant. Obviously the marathon is just a run, it's very, very run dominant. So let's try and think what Monday looked like. So Monday we had a 5 mile easy run. Actually, take a little step back, we had 100 wall balls first, then we got into a 5 mile easy run, then we had another 100 wall balls. So just trying to get used to performing under fatigue, and then obviously running under fatigue as well from the warbles, but also incorporating that easy work. So I'm logging lots of easy miles during this marathon prep. The plan is definitely to get, I'm aiming to get towards a 60 miles a week in terms of volume for the running. So we'll see how we go with ramping that up over the next few weeks and months. Session two for the day was an upper body strength session followed by a 2K row. So nice session, feeling pretty sore this week, mainly because obviously we've introduced more work, but also we've trained for Ironmans for the last 2 years. I've not had as much strength training as I would have liked, so it's been nice. So looking to put on a bit of size, a bit of strength over the next couple of months alongside the running volume creeping up. So calories are high, my recovery needs are high, so ice bath got reintroduced as well, also some saunas, and definitely paying more attention to my protein and calorie intake this week as well. Tuesday, what do we have on Tuesday? So Tuesday was another double day. Tuesday was only yesterday, I should be able to remember this really. Tuesday was another strength session in the morning, then came home, had lunch, etc., and then in the evening it was 50 burpees followed by some intervals on the treadmill followed by 50 burpees after completing all the intervals. Again, same principle as with the day before, with doing the wall balls beforehand. So I'm just trying to incorporate as many of those High Rocks movements alongside the easy runs and the interval runs to just get myself as ready as possible, because I've got no I've got no desire to go into High Rocks just to make up the numbers, especially if I'm doing it as an individual. I want to really, like I did with the Ironman, just plow everything into this and give it my best shot come May. And obviously it does help that I'm doing it alongside a marathon prep, because the marathon running is going to take care of itself, which is going to obviously transfer massively onto High Rocks. And then what we today, Wednesday. So Wednesday, I got up super early, and this is when I knew I was feeling back to my best, is when I actually managed to peel myself out of bed at 3:15, 3:30, whatever time it was. Got to the gym, did a lower body strength session, came, obviously did my day's work or morning's work in the gym after that, and then came home and I brought the 30 kilo sandbag home with me. So did 50 sandbag lunges, 5 mile easy run, 50 sandbag lunges. And I think we've got, for the rest of the week, another strength session definitely on the cards, and a lot more running as well. And there'll be a long run on the Sunday as well, which I think is 11 miles this week. But that is basically what's going on with me at the moment. And I'm feeling good, really, really motivated and just excited for the next few months ahead to sort of see what I can achieve in the next few months, and what sort of times I can get on the marathon, the half marathon, and obviously the High Rocks men's pro event. But as previously with the Ironman, I had some crazy targets, didn't quite reach them. Again, I've got crazy targets in my head for the London Marathon, and definitely for the High Rocks men's pro division. I think I'll keep those to myself for now, but obviously I always like to try and try and achieve something special, but most of the time I tend to overshoot with my estimations as to what is possible. But I put a story up on my Instagram this week, and I asked, what do people think is better, setting an easily achievable goal and reaching it, or setting an unachievable goal and not making it? Now, most people who answered that said set a small goal and reaching it, and for the most part I totally agree with that as well. But for me, I like having this massive goal, and I like to have something really tough and difficult to strive towards. And even though I know I might not make it, I know the whole process of just trying to make it is going to make me so much better than just aiming for a little goal. Now, not everyone has the mentality to deal with that. Like, some people might think, oh, well, if I don't make the goal, I'm going to be disappointed. But for me, I'm never going to be satisfied with whatever I do. I always want more. So whether I hit the goal or whether I don't hit the goal, I'm going to want more anyway. Some people can deal. I'm very self-aware. I really understand a lot of my traits, and I understand how my brain works for a lot of things. And it's made I've got an easier relationship with myself, if you can call that. I understand myself, and I know certain triggers and traits that I carry, and I'm able to deal with those a lot better now, because I know what to look for. I know that I can get really obsessive with things. I know that I'm the sort of person who's never quite happy. Is the wrong word, because I am happy in life generally, but I'm never satisfied with the outcome. I always feel like I can do more, and maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing, but whatever it is, for me, I always just try to strive on for a little bit more. Now, I know that I don't need really to go and listen to another self-help audiobook or a motivational podcast or motivational quotes, whatever that might be. I don't need those. I've listened to enough of those in my life. I've read enough of those books. I've listened to enough audiobooks. I've written and posted and downloaded as many motivational quotes from as many motivational gurus as possible. I know the information, and I know if there's information I don't know, that I can quite easily go and find it. And that's the same for most people probably listening to this podcast, that you know what you have to do. You know you have access to the information you need if you don't know what to do. But the problem for most people is not the information. We know what to do. We know if you want to get stronger, if you want to get healthier, improve X, Y, and Z, you know what to do. And if you don't know what to do, you know where to find the information to do it. The problem we have now is definitely not access to information, because we have an abundant amount of information. The problem we have now, for most people, is the implementation of that information. You know what you got to do. I know what you got to do. I know what I've got to do. The real magic is when you implement what you know and you start putting into practice, start putting in the work, start seeing the results, start doing those small little things consistently day after day, stacking the bricks and making sure that you are implementing all that information to give you the result, to get you closer towards that goal. Even if, like me, you might not be happy with the end result, you've actually implemented something to get yourself further forward in life, whether that be in life, whether that be in your sporting endeavors, which is most time what I'm interested in, is trying to improve my athletic performance. And when I go into things like the London Marathon and the High Rocks event, obviously I'm going to want to beat people around me, but the main goal I've got is the one in my head, the times that I want to get, and they're obviously better than my times before, and I'm going to do those 100%. That's not a question about it. But here's an interesting fact. I don't know if it's interesting. I don't know if it's puts me in the grace of light, but the amount of marathons I've done, so whether that be a standalone marathon, a trail marathon, an ultra marathon, a marathon as part of an Ironman, I've never run the whole thing. So I've had to, like, for the Ironman, I ran, walked both years. All the other events, I've had some sort of cramp along the way. And maybe there's so many different factors that cramp can be attributed to, but hydration and enough electrolytes, or the right concentration of electrolytes, is one of them, and conditioning is another one. Now, I think I can safely say I've got the conditioning down. I'm pretty sure that I've got the hydration and the right balance for electrolytes down now, because I had sweat tests, etc., over the Ironman prep. So this year, this London Marathon, which I'm doing, actually, this is what makes it even more special. So the charity that I'm running for during the London Marathon is the one, so at St George's, which is where my dad passed away. It's the hospital he was airlifted to when he had his brain aneurysm. So it's a special time, it's a special marathon. So I'm going to do my best to do something special, not only running the whole thing, but running the whole thing fast. Maybe I'll let you know what sort of time I'm going for. Maybe I won't, maybe I'll just surprise you on the day. But even now, like for my training for the High Rocks and the London Marathon, one of the main things that I've switched off now, I'm not sharing anything on Strava. And the reason for that is I just think you can get too caught up in just comparing your times and trying to go too fast when you're supposed to do like a nice, slow, steady, easy run, and worrying about what X person's doing and Y person's doing. Just focus on myself this year, getting my head down and just outworking everyone I can think of in all aspects. Because like I said, this is the first time in a few years that I've really felt on fire again, and long may it continue, and hopefully you'll be joining this journey with me, and I will be living up to what everyone else knows I can do this year. So that's all from me on the Lift Run Dad podcast. I'll see you in the next one. Hope you're all doing well, enjoyed it, and keeping healthy.